Chapter 1. Stolen Joy.
I don't deserve to be this happy.
Finn kept thinking that as peals of laughter filled the car. The two lovers looked out at all the beauty laid out before them. This was their favorite spot on Stone Mountain. It was a little bluff at the top of a palisade, and it gave a great view of the Atlanta skyline and the forested, rolling land leading up to it. They had gotten there just at the right time. The sun would be setting soon, an hour at most. The skyline was bathed in a golden glow. During the day, the dull brown stone that made up the older parts of the city was boring at best, but in the golden hour, that brown became amber, and boring became beauty. Long shadows stretched across the ground towards the man and woman resting in their car, inky fingers created by the light. The two of them just basked in the sun and the sight. As beautiful as the view was, however, they were barely paying attention. Not with the horror show of a dinner party they'd just left.
I cannot believe,
Lauren said, laughing so hard she could barely get the words out,
that they acted like they couldn't smell anything.
I know,
Finn gasped out, wiping tears from the corner of his eyes.
What in the name of Odin's booty possessed her to make a, what was it? An Argentinian bean casserole? She's from Wichita.
Peals of laughter echoed off the inside of the car.
Did you see everyone's faces? They were trying so hard to hold it in and everybody was failing. Oh my God.
Lauren was wheezing now.
Vance even tried to get up and open a window for some air, but Ashley made him sit back down because it was cold outside. She just couldn't admit that her dinner had basically caused an ecological disaster.
Geneva, show the vid I took,
Finn called out, a devilish look on his face.
Don't drag Geneva into this,
Lauren chastised him, but the smile and rapid nods showed she was talking shit.
As an AI, I'm always happy to help,
came a disembodied voice. The feminine tones did sound happy to join in the fun. A moment later, a picture showed up on the smart glass in the windshield. It showed a young Asian woman sitting with five other people crowded around a table that was just a bit too small. Her expression was slightly strained, but it was nothing compared to the massive amounts of sweat on everyone else's forehead. Small toots blared out periodically that absolutely no one admitted to hearing or creating. After a few seconds, one of the women started coughing, a cough that quickly became a gag.
Look at Ashley's face. She was trying so hard to pretend it didn't reek in there, but the room was so small.
Finn's breath came out in short gasps.
I'm surprised no one actually vomited. And the best part, was when Matt came late and was like, does your dog have the runs? What is that smell?
Stop it! Stop it!
Lauren begged, slapping his thigh. The two of them sat there, laughing. The video stopped, and the two of them held hands, enjoying the setting sun. For obvious reasons, and love, all four windows of their SUV were discreetly cracked. They lay in their reclined chairs, fingers interlaced, and loving each other like there was no tomorrow. Sadly, for one of them, that was true. As the first stars appeared above them in the darkening eastern sky, that was when it happened. That was when the sky fractured. That was when the world ended in chaos. When the world was reborn in a tsunami of gray fire.
Kamel, are you seeing this?
Lauren sat up abruptly, pointing through the windshield. In the days to come, Finn would remember many things. He would remember not wanting to look at what she was pointing at, because it meant he could no longer gaze at his wife's beautiful face. Her soft brown hair, smooth skin, and his favorite feature, her gentle, crooked smile, curved lips that always seemed to be half delight and half reassurance. Finn had turned away, though, and instead of that smile, the end of the world was forever etched into his memory. The first sign of the change were the clouds. Rather than just white and faded gold, they were multi-hued. Reds warred with yellows and blacks lay next to green. It was as beautiful as it was bizarre. He tried counting and came up with eight different colors, if you counted normal white. For 7 seconds, the world was united in delight, gazing upon a heavenly kaleidoscope. That joy ended. What replaced it nearly broke Finn's mind. He remembered it as a strange, nearly physical sensation. It was akin to an epiphany, a fundamental worldview being shattered. His brain just couldn't process that the sky itself was breaking. Far to the west, the clouds peeled back, leaving an island of blue. Cracks began to spread across the sky lake, as if the roof of the world was just a fractured pane of glass. For 6 seconds, those cracks grew. At the end of second 7, the pane shattered upwards, tearing a hole in the world. On the other side of the pit that had been gouged in reality, for a fraction of a moment, Finn saw sights he quite literally could not conceive. A sea of stars, planets, horrors and miracles, and more things that he would never put a name to, flooded his mind, body, and soul. That view of infinity was replaced by what looked like a second gray sun. It began as a pinpoint, but grew in a second until it had washed out any sight of what was on the other side of the broken sky. A fraction of a second after that, a pillar of dirty silver fire, countless miles across, slammed down into the earth. For 7 seconds, the beam poured raw, higher energy into the core of the earth. A swirling pillar of gray fire, surrounded by 3 smaller helices of energy, one blood red, the other bluish white, and the third sometimes clear and other times containing every color imaginable. All who gazed upon the pillar felt every emotion they had ever dreamed to experience. They feared what they saw, for it was the end of all things. They yearned for what they saw, for it was the forgotten home they had never known. For 21 seconds, by the law of 3 and the power of 7, the world came to an end in true majesty and horror. And Finn was witness to it all. Lauren's hand digging into his arm, both mesmerized by sights that even gods would not be so fortunate to gaze upon. He would never forget. He would never be the same. In 21 seconds, Finn's understanding of the universe changed. And yet that was not the strongest memory from that fateful day. More than any of that, more than the skin of the planet being broken, more than his view of reality shattering along with it, he would remember that at the end of the world, the woman he loved had not called him Finn. Instead, she'd used a name that had begun as a joke, but had grown into an eternal pledge of love, a promise that he would always do his best to be her perfect one. She'd called him Kamel. When the beam finally disappeared, the gray energy impacted the Earth somewhere in the Pacific Ocean and was fully consumed by the planet's core. During those 21 seconds, thousands died due to tremors, plane crashes, and any number of other ways. Callous as always, history would not even note the passing of these poor unfortunates. Nothing would be remembered about the moments before the wave, but they would remember seconds to come. After the disappearance of the Pillar of Chaos, for exactly 6 seconds, the world went back to normal. In those seconds, the hole in the world repaired itself, disappearing without a trace. The colors in the clouds had already faded as well. On the surface, nothing looked different. Everything was so benign, in fact, that Finn and Lauren looked at each other with an unspoken question. Did that really just happen? With the arrival of the 7th second, the world was reborn in gray fire. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean, a small globe of graphite-hued energy rose from the depths. It began small, no larger than a fist, but rapidly grew in size and intensity, until only 3 seconds later it was the brightest star to ever be seen in the night sky. The sphere grew stronger and exerted a strange pull. Clouds across the world lengthened and moved west. As if they were being sucked down a drain, the clouds stretched as they moved, making distinct lines in the sky. The sphere of chaos energy bloated, no longer looking like a distant star, but a second sun. The seconds ticked by and it swelled larger, a behemoth, more massive than anything ever seen. On the fifth second, it blocked almost all of the sky, a planet crashing into their own.
Kamel?
Lauren's voice quavered. Finn grabbed her fingers with one hand. With the other, he blocked her view and turned her head so he could look into her eyes. He answered her in the only way he could. His words were lies, but the message behind them held the greatest truth. With fear gripping his own heart, he chose to focus on love and tell her that even if this was the end of all things, she was loved and not alone.
We're together.
The world exploded, with a sound so loud that it moved beyond human hearing. Silent, yet deafening, the planet of stone fire expanded at a rate of thousands of miles per second. Chaos energy, the raw building blocks of the universe, washed over and through the Earth in exactly 7 seconds. A wall of slate energy devoured the world, hundreds of miles high. An impenetrable, opaque wall of gray rushed over the globe. Any who stared upon it were struck dumb with terror. Deep within themselves, however, they all thought this wave of oblivion was the most beautiful sight they had ever beheld. Impossibly intricate swirls in the flame spoke to every man, woman, and child on Earth. Finn and Lauren did not see it. Instead, in that iota of time before they were consumed, they stared into one another's eyes. Like that, the world disappeared in a wash of roiling gunmetal light. Time and fate themselves became untethered from the Earth. Doors long closed, creaked open, and new passageways were made to both heavens and hells. Creatures long relegated to the forgotten corners of the world found dormant powers awakening. The primordial essence of the universe, chaos itself, swept through everything and everyone on Earth, laying the seeds of awakening or doing so outright. By the law of three and the power of seven, the world was reborn. The wave washed over Finn and Lauren both, and